Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on in Iran, Israel phase. It just blew my mind.
Jesse, I don't think anyone foresaw a blown mind from Kid Rock. It's very easing the divide in this country. Who do you think benefits more from the Sunlight economy?
Great. Thank you. He always benefits one way or the other.
Yeah.
The way I think everybody understands. I've had dinner at the White House before, and I will talk about it. You have to buy my book to learn the whole truth. But the president, as people know around here, he is a very gracious host. And when you get to meet him, he makes you feel comfortable. He tells stories. He makes you laugh. Makes you feel good about yourself. Very welcoming and fun. He's just fun to be around. And Democrats will need encounters with him being like, he's great. If my mother had dinner with him,
your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Become an independent. That's how powerful it is. The Democrats have turned this guy into a pariah. But the minute you meet him, you know, it's gone. And if they can maybe poach more, just like they poached Rogan and Musk and RFK, it's a movement, Jessica, and it's moving in this direction.
So will Bill Maher be honest about this on the show? And Kid Rock is 100%, but he's not going to become a Republican. It's enough to just show that you have sound issues and common cause, that you can treat each other like human beings, and then go back and vote the way that you want to vote. Bill Maher is too much of a believer in a woman's right to choose, the fact that climate change is man-made. If Trump would get him the solar panel for the top of his house, I think he would be happy with it. But I said this like when Grant had come.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Talking about what it was like being a celebrity in New York, and he knows everybody, and that's charming. And that's how you sway some voters who are not as dumb in as Bill Maher, but you know, a 45-year-old Latino guy who was born and raised in New York and always voted Democrat would watch him and be like, that's a guy I can get along with. So no one's vote is changing, but this whole, like, don't normalize them. The same one. Like, there's nothing more normalized than everyone knowing who he is and then choosing to vote for him. So you got an invitation to the White House that can keep up.
Do you think that Kid Rock would have the same success bringing Putin and Zelensky together? And if so, is Marco Rubio out of Georgia?
I wouldn't endanger trying to figure that one out, but what I can tell you is that I don't know of a president who would invite someone who does political commentary from the other party to have dinner at the White House. I know Joe Biden would have to do that. He's too busy condemning everyone who wasn't of his.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Oh, Donald, almost 40 years. But I've never met anyone who hasn't met Donald Trump and hasn't thought that he was the greatest guy. Okay, he has the ability to be engaging, to be funny, intelligent, witty, and, you know, everything that he's involved in is, you know, he gets players from that particular field so that he is smart enough to make an impact. So he's talking about ticket scalping. So Kid Rock, or he's talking about big tech, and he invites, you know, we've got now, you know, Jeff Bezos and all the rest of them, and Musk. But, you know, the thing about Maher is that Maher donated his whole life to Democrats, and not once was he invited to the White House. And so what you've got now is a president who is giving dignity and respect to people who may not respect him, but he's showing them how to do it.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Studio for one of his comments in 2015, and he's been relentless, really, ever since.
Yeah, well, Bill, the White House, he actually brought a list of insults Trump had said about him and gave it to Trump, and what did he do? He signed it, which is very funny. And they laughed, and they laughed. You know, he knows this is going to burn whatever bridge he, that
went to Kid Rock and we went out on a limb, you know, as a bridge between two quarreling people that he happens to be friends with, and that is sharing the risk at its best. And what do you do when you share the risk? It causes other people to share the risk too. So both of these guys had something to lose, but they put their egos aside because they realized there's nothing to lose at all once you put your egos aside. And because Kid Rock was able to take the risk, they all decided to take the risk. And I think
your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
That Trump might be a good person because he sunk so much of your energy and your life into him being bad. So you might not want to meet him because the moment that you have to relinquish any of that sunk cost, what's left? That's what you still have. I think he's
goodbye.